Our guest tonight promoting his Last Exit to Brooklyn podcast, as well as his documentary film, This Is Comedy, which you can check out yourself by visiting our handy little shortcut at tinyurl.com/TomCom. Get it? Get it? TomCom. That's good, right?
Like Tom, like Tom Comedy.
TomCom. That's... It came to me. I'm so goddamn clever. Comedian
Tom
McCaffrey.
Did it take you a while to come up with that?
No. It came to me like a goddamn bolt of lightning, Travis. tinyurl.com/TomCom.
I came up with that.
Mr. McCaffrey, I have a question for you.
What's up?
You're going to a wedding, right?
I'm going to a wedding in a couple of weeks.
Your friend tells you this is casual, right? What do you wear to the wedding? He said it's casual. What do you wear?
Wait, is it my friend? Is it my friend or is it my girlfriend?
This is a friend of yours. He invites you to a wedding. He tells you the wedding is casual.
What I wear is I wear khakis and a blazer and a white shirt and a tie and shoes.
Right. You're not going to wear a tux. It's casual.
No, I'm not going to wear a fucking tux. I went to this show with my girlfriend now, and fucking that she made me wear a suit, and everyone was wearing khakis and a blazer and a tie, and I looked like a dick.
How did you feel, though, is more important.
I felt fine, but afterwards I felt like a dick. She made me feel like a dick. I mean, do you have a girlfriend?
I am married. Mike has a lady.
I have a fiance. Napier actually just got married today.
Well, dude, I mean, you know how women are, man. They make you feel like shit about things that you wouldn't feel like shit about. I felt like shit about it. This was just my girlfriend, and I was just like, oh, I feel really bad that I wore a suit. Apparently, I wasn't allowed to wear a suit to this thing.
Did you tell her at the next thing that you went to that she had to dress down and, like, wear a bikini to a formal function?
No, because women, man, they can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? I can't get away with doing that. I can't be like, hey, I didn't like what you wore at that. You need to just wear this.
I just do exactly what I'm told. Like, I have a button-down shirt with tacos on it. And I have a white pair of tight P. Diddy pants. And that's what I was originally going to wear to Napier's wedding. But then I came around the corner and Laura said, no, you will not wear that. And I listened. And,
well, I mean, I never thought I'd be that guy, but I've kind of turned into that guy. Where I'm like, I'm just going to wear whatever you tell me to wear. She's kind of telling me what I need to fucking wear. And it's shitty, but that's how it goes. Like, I'm
so you
got...
And, you guys have mommy girlfriends, then?
No, Travis.
I mean,
I don't
want to think that, but, I mean, I've dated girls before, and they were like horror girlfriends, so I'd rather have a mommy girlfriend than a horror girlfriend. Because I've had other girlfriends who were like mommy girlfriends, and what happens is all my friends text me about them fucking her, and I'm like, you're just a whore. Like, all right, well, I'd rather have a girl that's just, like, really concerned about how I look.
I guess in the long run, that's probably a better bet.
I mean, I guess as you get older, like, you know, that's kind of the only choice you really have. Either there's a girl you're dating that everyone's trying to fuck, or there's a girl you're dating that's trying to make you look better. So, I took this to a weird place. I'm sorry.
Mike, can you help us crawl out of that place?
No. Have you ever had that when you date a girl and then, like, it's really, really awkward when you pick up with her because everyone is trying to fuck them because they're friends with everyone you know. So it's like,
If they're trying to fuck them, it's not so bad. But if the woman actually says, yeah, sure, and then actually fucks them, that's the problem, I think.
That's where you run into the problem.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing where, you know, if a fella, you know, looks at your gal or something and you get mad about that, I don't get that. Because, I mean, you would want a gal that people would find desirable, right? If you have a gal that absolutely no one is ever looking at, then you have a problem.
Well, then you're always in your head. wondering why exactly. you're with him.
Yeah, you ask questions. I mean, you know, you want something that other people want, so that you can look down at them and say.
But it gets to be a problem. I mean, it's just you. It's like, where do you draw the line? It becomes a problem. Women cause problems. That's basically what it comes out to. Women cause problems.
I think that's most of the problems I've had in my life were based from that area.
Yeah, there's men and there's women, and then there's women that cause problems, and then there's songs about that, and then that's it.
You know what? I've never really been mad at somebody, like, for looking at my car and say, you know what? I want that kind of car, and then proceeds to, like, I fuck it every time I drive by his house. But for some reason, yeah.
At a certain
lady,
point, do you start getting suspicious that they are looking at your car a little too much? Like, hey, buddy.
Are you casing
you
this thing?
Oh, I check the exhaust pipe every night for fluids.
that's when it gets to be a problem. Yeah.
When you have to check the exhaust pipe for fluids in your girlfriend?
I mean, if you have to check the exhaust pipe every fucking night.
Well, he didn't come here to talk to us about fucking exhaust tailpipes pipe. Of cars. He wants to advertise his movie.
So, I have a movie that's coming out.
Right. It's called This Is Comedy, and I watched the videos of it, and it kind of makes me think, and this seems to be like a common thing that seems to be getting out there a lot. And are all comedians miserable? Are you guys all just like really unhappy?
I don't know if every comedian is miserable, but I think that definitely has to be an aspect a little bit. The comedians, there's definitely an aspect of it because, yeah, there's some heavy shit going on, and.
So it has to be like your Batman origin story. Like, it's based out of misery and you rise to greatness.
I would say so. I don't think you become a comedian because you're like, wow, everything's going really great. Let me just fucking keep writing some jokes about how great this is going. Like, some shit has gone wrong.
So, Tom, would you say that you're exactly like Batman then?
I would say that I am Batman.
But I mean, is it the road? Is it like not being able to maintain relationships because you're not home very often? What?
Well, I would say the reason I did this and wrote this movie was because it was just like my personal experience is that it's a very like not even just the road. I mean, I've done the road and all that stuff, but just a rough experience. Like a lot of things are thrown at you, and it's really tough and. I wanted to, I wanted to show a lot of people what comedians have to go through, but in a funny way, instead of, it's very depressing and it's hard, but showing it in a funny way. Like Spinal Tap, the movie Spinal Tap is, like, showing them going through what they're going through, and it's horrible, but it's in, like, a comedic way. Like, I've never seen that done in stand-up. I've seen stand-up documentaries, but they're not funny. So, they're like, everything's really horrible. And you're like, I want to show this, but it's horrible, but it's funny because it's stand-up. It's supposed to be kind of funny.
So it's like the stand-up equivalent of The Wrestler.
Yes, exactly.
I saw it
was not funny at all.
It's done in a documentary style, though, narrative, right? Like, it's not necessarily a mockumentary because the interviews that you do with other comedians are completely legit, right?
Well, the interviews are completely real and legit, and we have a lot of stuff of, like, Jeanine Garofalo being completely real and frank about her own career that I don't think you've ever seen Jeanine Garofalo ever be that way in an interview. She's very, like, frank about her career kind of like not being what she wants it to be anymore, and it's kind of falling apart. And that is kind of mirroring what I'm going through in the film. Like, it's supposed to be showing the mockumentary part. Like, I'm trying to like get ready to record my album, a new album, and things are going really badly. And so, it's just kind of reenacting bad things in my own career, like, that have happened. And I don't know if that's, like, The Wrestler, but, yeah, I mean, like, you know, they're supposed to look like it's a film crew following me around and bad things are happening. And and instead of it being, I mean, it's upsetting, of course, but it's also really funny because, you know, really upsetting things can be really funny.
The trailer is very funny, and I saw mentioning the interviews, like you have a bunch of comedians on there, and they couldn't be any more different. You have like Kurt Metzger, who's like the borderline offensive guy. You have like Jim Gaffigan, who's like everybody's favorite dad comedian, and then like you said, you have Janine Garofalo, who's like the self-deprecating liberal like semi-feminist comedian. Like, did you do that on purpose? Did you grab people that were so different to showcase?
I sort of just grabbed everyone that agreed to do it. Janine Garofalo agreed to do it. Margaret Cho agreed to do it. Aisha Tyler agreed to do it. Kurt Metzger, Gaffigan. I sort of knew these. I know these guys, and they're really cool enough to do it. And I just kind of wanted to get a broad spectrum of people's experiences doing stand-up and how hard it is. And then I kind of put that in with my own experience of how hard stand-up was for me. And, like, you know, like, they would talk about how hard it was, and then it would show, like, a mockumentary situation of me going through that. But, yeah, like, Michael Che, and then, you know, he was really cool enough to do it. He's really coming up now. And Ari Shaffir is in it, you know, and he's really popular now. Just, you know, a lot of people I knew coming up from stand-up who were friends of mine. I kind of got all my friends to do it, basically, and they're really nice enough to do it.
Sure. Well, and you talk about, too, like, trying to showcase your experiences, too, through the mockumentary. But you started stand-up, what, like, 15 years ago? Did you grow up?
12 years ago, yeah.
About 12 years ago? So did you grow up with comedy, or did you, like, what pushed you to do comedy for a living?
I don't know. That's a good question. I grew up in Manhattan, and I was always really funny, and I wanted to be, I went to Performing Arts High School, which is, like, the same high school, and, I wanted to be an actor, but then people were like, oh, you should be a comedian, you're really funny, and I was like, all right, and I tried it, and then I was like, all right, I'll do this. That's kind of, I never was one of those people that was, like, really young and was like, I'm going to be a comedian when I grow up. I was just like, I just sort of fell into it. And,
so you wanted to be an actor, and people urged you to be a stand-up comedian instead?
Basically, I wanted to be an actor. People were like, you should be a comedian, and you should, like, that'll help you in your acting. And I was like, all right. And then...
Did it?
So what was your first experience like then? If they told you to go be a stand-up, like, what was your first set? How did that go?
All of the people that urged him to do it showed up, and they all...
I did a set in Dallas, Texas, where I went to college. I was in college. I was, like, a junior in college, and I did an open mic, and it was... terrifying and horrible, and I remember doing it and being like, I never want to ever do that ever again.
And so then why did you do it again?
Because years later people were like, you should do it again, and I was like, all right. And I did it again. I don't know, I feel like stand-up is a thing that when you do it, especially at first, you're kind of like, why am I doing this? This is crazy.
Kind of like doing a podcast.
So you it was like did you have the same girlfriend that tells you how to dress? You like that she told you that you should do stand up again, so you're like, all right, honey.
No, I didn't have a girlfriend. I just, people were like, you should do it. I was like, yeah, all right. And then I just did it. And then stand-up's just a thing that, like, once you've done it a few times, it's terrifying the first like 5 times. But once you do it about 5 times, it's just like, that's it. It's not that scary anymore. It's like, all right, well, that was kind of scary. And then you're like, well, I guess I'll just keep doing that. Like, it's not... like.
So it's a lot like... like sex.
It's a lot like sex. Well, no, come on.
Exactly like sex, Napier.
Well, no, I mean, like, stand-up is like... when you the first few times, you're like, wow, this is crazy. Why would anyone do this? And then once you've done it about 5 times, you're like, ah, well, even if it went that bad, it's not that bad. Yeah, it is like sex. You're like, even if it went that bad, it's not that bad. And you're young, and hopefully the chick's hot. Well, get laid after.
Or at least okay, so you can tell your buddies.
We've done this 153 times, Tom, and each one of them I still say that was pretty bad.
Once you bombed, you're just like, oh, I don't give a shit.
So this project, this is comedy. It's about your, you know, quote unquote failure in comedy, like as the character. But you've had some accolades, like your first stand-up special, I think your album did pretty well.
Well, I had some accolades. Yeah, I did like an album at Comedy Central put out, and then I was on Comedy Central like you said, five times, and then yeah, I was on it, but I had some success. I had some accolades, but you know, even if you have accolades, you have a lot of failures, and you know, it's rough. Like you got to
Do you feel like that's I mean, this is a legitimate story, like you're not achieving what you set out to do, or is it just a simple premise to tell a story about like chasing your dreams?
I think it's just mostly about chasing your dream and like never giving up on your dream, and when do you finally give up on your dream? And I always wanted to be a filmmaker, and this is my attempt to finally be a filmmaker. Like I'm finally putting it out there. Like I've done some short films and stuff that I produced for like some like channels and stuff, but this is my first feature, and yeah, I love the movie Spinal Tap. This is my version of Spinal Tap. It's my very small version and in my own story, and it's I've had some success and I've had some not success, and I'm sort of documenting it, and it's kind of like, I think it's universal. I think a lot of people like can relate to what it's like to like go after something and, you know, have it not come out the way you want it to come out, and follow your dream. And it's, you know, following your dream is not an easy thing. And that's kind of what it's about. It's about following your dream, and it's not easy.
So really, you've kind of gone full circle with, like, before people told you to do stand-up, like, you wrote, directed, and you're starring in this movie. Like, you're taking it all the way back to when you wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, it's taking it back to that. I wanted to be an actor, I wanted to be a filmmaker, and this is my taking it back to that. And I love comedy, I love stand-up, and it's me combining all those things, stand-up.
It's beautiful, man. It's like Rudy.
Writing, directing, acting. It's just, yeah, it's me putting it all together. And, you know, and I do think that that's a universal theme. Like, a lot of people would like to be out there, you know, following their dream, no matter what the cost. And that's what it's about. Basically, it's about that. And it's not always a pretty story.
Napier, what's your dream?
What?
Do you have a dream, Napier?
No.
No dreams? You have no dreams? You have no aspirations, no goals?
Come on, Napier.
Come on, Napier. What do you want to be? You know what I want to be? I'll tell you what I want to be. I want to be a goddamn mailman. How cool would that be?
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, that's my dream. I think it would be really neat to drive around in that little car. And that, it's like nobody bothering you. You just like put mail in mailboxes, right?
You just have to take that civil service test.
Right. But I don't do it. And that makes me an asshole.
Well, maybe this will inspire you.
You know what, Tom? You've inspired me. I'm going to be a mailman.
Take that civil service test, Mike.
Well, maybe this movie will inspire a lot of people to go out there and be mailmen.
Well, so, Tom, the movie's shot and edited, right?
It's basically, we're doing some changes to it right now, but we're raising money on Indiegogo just for, like, some post-production and for, like, festival costs and stuff, so.
So is it also, too, kind of to raise awareness? I know I see a lot of the crowdfunding campaigns. It's used, yeah, as a way to, like, generate funds, but it's also used as a way to, like, generate awareness for the actual project itself.
A little bit, because we've been releasing some, like, clips of it and stuff, so, yeah.
Which are all very funny, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. No, I think it's a lot of good people in it, so we're very fortunate. We got, like, Yeah, Garofalo has been very good in it. She has a very good, she's very frank about her career. I mean, Gaffigan is in it, Aisha Tyler, Margaret Cho, Kurt Metzger, Aisha Peter.
Metzger's very funny.
Yeah, DeRosa. No, it's great. There's a lot of great people in it. And I think it's really funny.
But it's like even your scenes that are in the trailer, like when you're talking to your agent, I like those make me laugh more than anything. Is like when he's talking. Yeah. I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, Barry Rothbard plays my manager. He's a comedian actor. He's in Wolf of Wall Street. He has like a small part in that, and he's in a new sitcom coming out on ABC. He's great. He plays my manager. He's really busy right now, but he was very nice enough to... I've known him since he started. He was nice enough to do it. He's hilarious in it.
So, Tom, I saw your DP and your producer on This Is Comedy. Like, they all came from comic book documentaries. How did you like, hook up with those guys?
I did a web series 5 years ago. I was an actor in it. And I made friends with the DP and the crew, and they were really nice. And we started working together because I was doing I was doing rap songs at the time. I did a rap album, and they shot my rap videos. That's how I started. And then they started. I was hiring them to produce the videos I was doing, and then I hired them to do this. They were like,
I think we're losing.
They're great. They're really, really good.
Tom,
like,
I think we're losing you, buddy.
Look, they're really amazing.
I think we're losing you, Tom. You get like a weird connection or something. But
can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, kinda, absolutely. Now we can, right?
Yeah. No, nothing. I met Tom in the ESPN web series. I was an actor, and they were the crew, and I started asking them to do things for me.
So he was like, hey, could you do this? I want to do this. Would you do this? Sure.
Well, I had a rap album, and I needed somebody to shoot rap videos, and they were like, yeah, all right, we'll shoot them. And then
how many videos did you do for that album?
Well, the album had like 14 songs. I think we did like 7 or 8 videos, and they shot all of them. They're really nice. And you know, Comedy Central aired like 4 of them. It turned out to be great. Like Hannibal Buress was in one of the songs and in the videos, and The Funnier Guy just featured one of them like a few months ago. Oh yeah, actually a year ago.
So what you're saying is you're kind of a big deal.
I've done like so many fucking crazy things.
That's right. And people need to check out your Kickstarter and make you an even bigger deal.
Well, let me check out these fucking clips.
Yeah, check out the fucking clips, guys. tinyurl.com/tomcom.
Hee-hee.
I know famous people.
His name's Tom Drunk.
That's completely legitimate, though. Like,
that's funny.
Check out that Indiegogo campaign, because just the pitch video, like the trailer for that movie, is very funny. And then you've released like what, 4 or 5 videos also to attach to the project.
4 of them, yeah. We just released one today. Yeah, they're pretty funny. Yeah, I think they're really funny.
The thing about doing comedy in somebody's living room.
That's the one we just released today. Yeah.
Is that based on a true story?
Sort of, yeah. Not based on a true story, yeah.
It's not based on a true story?
I love that. I am going to use that line in so much shit now. It's not a thing. So, Tom,
I've done shows way worse than that.
Mike, you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
I don't know. Oh, wait, for the bit? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My birthday's any day now.
So we need to get you a comedy show. I think we have a band set up for it, and we're now you're going to get
Yeah, I know.
A
that's
show.
That's what we're doing. This whole thing is just to book my birthday party.
Well, happy birthday.
So, Tom, you're on Indiegogo with This Is Comedy. You're asking for, like, what, 9,000? You're already over 5. You got, like, 10 days to go.
We're at about 6,000. We have about 10 days left.
So plenty of time.
Yeah, we're, but the thing is, we can keep it up. We make, so we've already made $6,000. So, you know,
right. But if you're listening to this and you can't afford to donate to the campaign, at least share it in your with your friends and your followers on your whatever that social media stuff is that you use, Twitter,
yeah,
Facebook.
And at least watch it. It's pretty fucking funny.
It is. It's very, very well worth it to just visit that link because the trailer is very funny.
And check
Thank
out Tom's podcast, Last Exit to Brooklyn. Travis, you're going to be a guest on that soon, right?
Yeah, I heard that my people were reached out to and that Tom wanted me on that podcast, so I think I'm going to be on that real soon.
That's exciting. Looking forward to it.
It is exciting. So, Tom, but you can be found on Twitter, at Tom McCaffrey, right?
At Tom McCaffrey, yeah. And
Facebook, Tumblr. About everything.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And I'll have you on next week, probably, if you want to do it.
I'll do it.
Okay, cool. I'll hit you up.
Sounds cool. Good.
Thanks,
so
Tom.
Check out Tom's Indiegogo and his Twitter and all that.
Yeah, thanks for doing
thanks,
this.
Guys.
Have a good
thanks
one, buddy.
Thank you so much. Good night.